at 7:30 this evening in Utqiagvik, an apology from the leaders of the Presbyterian Church will be offered to the Alaska Native people of the North Slope. The idea is to start a process of healing by acknowledging that the church, however well-intended, was wrong when it denounced the cultures of Native people, both in Alaska and across the nation. Reverend Joe Reed is the pastor for the Utqiagvik Presbyterian Church. It's the oldest on the North Slope and shares the name of the community formerly known as Barrow. Reverend Reed says a vote by national church leaders in June was unanimous that an apology was needed.
And I suggested that we ought to invite the stated clerk so that we could be the first to have them come up and do this apology in Alaska, to Alaska Natives.
The stated clerk is the top administrator and spokesperson for the church. Reverend Kurt Carnes is the executive for the Presbytery of the Yukon, a region that stretches from Anchorage to the north. Carnes gave an apology at AFN last fall. He says the wrong started with a 16th century action called the Doctrine of Discovery, a manifest destiny type document that gave churches the right to take land from non-Christian people and sell it to other Christians. Along with land exploitation came the exploitation of the original people who lived there. He says when the churches came to Alaska, they tried to figure out how to minister in an area so big. Enter Sheldon Jackson, the Presbyterian Director for Missions in the West.
He organized a conference of Protestant leaders from across the country, and they really did. They just divided up and said, Lutherans will go there, and Methodists will go here, and Covenant Church over there, and they just divided it up.
Reverend Carnes says they wanted to do good things, but they came with the assumption that being Christian meant becoming more Europeanized. And he says that superiority attitude is at the heart of the apology.
That's the kind of thing that leads to racist attitudes, that leads to cultural paternalism. That's the kind of thing that we're apologizing for. And there were specific things that happened in terms of teaching people that their culture, that their language was, they need to learn English, you can't speak your language. There was one missionary who went so far as to say that the native languages were so heathen you couldn't put Christian thought into it. That kind of thinking is so unchristian that we have to apologize for it. We still deal with racism. We still deal with cultural paternalism. We're not done with that today.
During the Presbyterians' meeting in June, another historic event took place. In addition to the vote to apologize and denounce the concept of the Doctrine of Discovery, the church made the first African-American reverend the new stated clerk. J. Herbert Nelson II is in Utqiagvik to make the apology this evening.
We are apologizing for what we have done, even with some of the good intentions that those who started schools in Alaska had. We were wrong. And I think that frees us to some degree, but it also frees those who have carried the burdens and who are seeing many current-day problems, particularly with families, resulting in some tragic responses to life in this present day.
Lucy Apotiki is from Gamble on St. Lawrence Island. She is a former lay pastor, and she chokes back tears as she talks about the church doctrine that ripped her community apart.
And we came against resistance from our own people within the church. And because of that, we researched why that was. The first Christians in our community were told that our drumming and dancing were evil. It was like they were indoctrinated to believe that the drum and dancing were evil.
She says tonight's apology is a huge step toward healing and coming together to respect the integrity of Native cultures within the church.